Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
We thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. Those listening on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, my name is Father Mark Melezova. It's a great joy to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For those who are able, we do encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish, and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. And the Mass for today is going to be a Mass of various needs and occasions, in particular for rain. Turn to me and have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am alone and poor. See my lowliness and suffering, and take away all my sins, my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, in whom we live and move and have our being, grant us sufficient rain, so that being supplied with what sustains us in this present life, we may seek more confidently what sustains us for eternity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Tobit. When the angel Raphael and Tobiah had entered Medea and were getting close to Ecbatana, Raphael said to the boy, "Tobiah, my brother." He replied, "Here I am." He said, "Tonight we will stay with Raguel, who is a relative of yours. He has a daughter named Sarah." So he brought him to the house of Raguel, whom they found seated by his courtyard gate. They greeted him first. He said to them, "Greetings to you too, brothers. Good health to you and welcome." And he brought them into his home. Raguel slaughtered a ram for the flock and gave them a cordial reception. When they had bathed and reclined to eat, Tobiah said to Raphael, "Brother Azariah, ask Raguel to let me marry my kinswoman, Sarah." Raguel overheard the words, so he said to the boy, "Eat and drink and be merry tonight, for no man is more entitled to marry my daughter Sarah than you, brother. Besides, not even I have the right to give her to anyone but you, because you are my closest relative. But I will explain the situation to you very frankly. I have given her in marriage to 7 men, all of whom were kinsmen of ours, and all died on the very night they approached her. But now, son, eat and drink. I am sure the Lord will look after you both." Tobiah answered, "I will eat or drink nothing until you set aside what belongs to me." Raguel said to him, "I will do it. She is yours according to the decree of the book of Moses. Your marriage to her has been decided in heaven. Take your kinswoman. From now on you are her love, and she is your beloved. She is yours today and ever after. And tonight, son, may the Lord of heaven prosper you both. May he grant you mercy and peace." Then Raguel called his daughter Sarah, and she came to him. He took her by the hand and gave her to Tobiah with the words, "Take her according to the law, according to the decree written in the book of Moses. She is your wife. Take her and bring her back safely to your father. And may the God of heaven grant both of you peace and prosperity." Raguel then called Sarah's mother and told her to bring a scroll, so he might draw up a marriage contract, stating that he gave Sarah to Tobiah as his wife, according to the decree of the Mosaic law. his mother brought the scroll, and Raguel drew up the contract to which they affixed their seals. Afterward, they began to eat and drink. Later, Raguel called his wife Edna and said, "My love, prepare the other bedroom and bring the girl there." She went and made the bed in the room as she was told, and brought the girl there. After she had cried over her, she wiped away the tears and said, "Be brave, my daughter. May the Lord grant you joy in place of your grief. Courage, my daughter." Then she left. When the girl's parents left the bedroom and closed the door behind them, Tobiah arose from bed and said to his wife, "My love, get up. Let us pray and beg our Lord to have mercy on us and to grant us deliverance." She got up, and they started to pray and begged that deliverance might be theirs. And they began to say, "Blessed are you, O God of our fathers. Praise be your name forever and ever. Let the heavens and all your creation praise you forever. You made Adam, and you gave him his wife Eve to be his help and support. And from these two the human race descended. You said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. Let us make him a partner like himself.' Now, Lord, you know that I take this wife of mine, not because of lust, but for a noble purpose. Call down your mercy on me and on her, and allow us to live together to a happy old age." They said together, "Amen, amen," and went to bed for the night. The word of the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than he.' And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, we're praying for rain in a particular way today, because at least in this neck of the woods, we certainly need it. We're certainly reliant and dependent upon the weather for the crops that need to grow. So that's why we're offering that in a particular intention for this Mass. And a little bit of my background, I did grow up around a farm. My grandpa had a farm a few miles away, so that was certainly part of the life, picking stones and all these wonderful things that comes up, which I never understood as a kid. Well, you pick stones one year, and then you come back the next year, there are more stones. I never understood how that all kind of worked. But another thing that I enjoyed growing up were James Bond movies. Didn't watch a whole lot of them, but watched a couple of the later ones. and just, you know, enjoyed the action, the adventure, all that stuff that came with it. But it was rather interesting because I feel like if you've seen one James Bond movie, you kind of seen them all. Because you got James Bond, enter the bad guy, trying to take over the world in some capacity. There's a girl involved in the midst of all this. James Bond defeats the bad guy, saves the world, and then gets the girl. Rinse and repeat, that's kind of a James Bond movie. Now, we watch them. They've been around for a while because we enjoy them. That's why they're still present. But you kind of know what's going to happen. I was kind of thinking about that a little bit looking at our gospel for today because we see this interaction between Jesus and one of the scribes, and it's actually not one of the typical interactions that you would expect. Most of the time with Jesus, when it comes to the scribes, the Pharisees, or the elders, it's rather confrontational. They usually try to get him, try to trick him, try to test him, and there's just kind of this battle that sort of ensues. It's not usually physically, obviously, but maybe this intellectual or spiritual battle between them. But then we have the one from today that asks this question of Jesus, which is the first of all the commandments, to which Jesus replies. And the scribe says, "Well said, teacher," and reiterates everything that Jesus said, which is always a good thing to do. It's always good to reiterate what Jesus says. But this is rather cordial interaction, this rather nice encounter between Jesus and the scribe. And really this beautiful compliment that the scribe receives at the end of it. "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Certainly, I'm sure for all of us, we'd like to hear that said of us, maybe directly from Jesus or from somewhere else. But to know we're not far from the kingdom of God. A beautiful way to always remain close, to remain not far from the kingdom of God, is the celebration of Holy Mass. It's on a daily basis is that great reminder that that Jesus, the church, gives to us that we're not far from the kingdom. That when we celebrate the Eucharist, when we hear the scriptures, we put God in our hearts, we put God in our minds, but when it comes to the Eucharist, we put God within us. And in that way, the kingdom is not far. But we certainly need that reminder, but of course, there's so many things out there that's trying to do away with the kingdom. It's trying to take our attention and take away our faith, our culture, our values. But they can't. There's a beautiful reflection, actually, in the Office of Readings this morning, if you're familiar with the Liturgy of the Hours, of Pope Gregory the Great talking about Job. He talks about, you know, the world that we live in today, it's sort of like dawn. So the light is coming. There's still some darkness, but the dawn is there. And you know it's going to continue to rise. And that's kind of where we find ourselves in. The dawn is there, right? We have our faith. We have the church. There's still some darkness that we're battling. So we're not totally in the kingdom, but we're not far either. But once again, I think when we come to Mass, hopefully this is the reminder that once again, we're not far. That's very close, that it's right here. And what a beautiful gift it is to celebrate Him. And so as we turn now to the Eucharist, we open our hearts. Once again, as we've heard the word, some will receive the Eucharist for those that are listening, at least spiritually, that we always remain close to the kingdom while on earth. Hopefully, God willing, to bring us to the true kingdom in heaven one day. Recognizing our need and dependency on our Heavenly Father, we present to Him this day our prayers and our needs. For Pope Francis, our bishops, and all priests, that Christ will strengthen them as witnesses to the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, consecrated life, and marriage, and for all those who have or soon will receive those sacraments, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our prayer. For peace in the world, and an end to violence, especially in our own country, and that all life may be protected from conception to natural death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those areas of the world, in particular in this area, that have a great need for rain, for the crops, and for all that we need, let us pray to the Lord. For blessings on Bishop John Dolan on his Episcopal anniversary, and thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of Phoenix and the Church, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. Gracious God, look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day. As we strive to remain close to you, never far from the kingdom, we ask for your grace and assistance. Look kindly upon these our prayers and grant them, if they be in accord with your most holy will. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you. For to the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the wine we offer you. For to the vine, the work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray. Brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands.
Trusting your compassion, O Lord, we come eagerly with our offerings to your sacred altar, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. You I call, if you will surely heed me, O God, turn your ear to me, hear my words. This time we invite all those watching or listening to make the act of spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Body of Christ. The 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 body of Christ. Body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Let us pray. Governed by your Spirit, we pray, O Lord, those you feed with the body and blood of your Son, that professing you are just in word or in speech, but also in works and in truth, we may merit to enter the kingdom of heaven through Christ our Lord. Amen. Once again, thank you for joining us here for Mass at Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening for the Family Rosary Across America, beginning at 7 p.m. Central. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of soul. Amen. And we continue to offer our prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival going on within our country. And so we pray. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, and reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.